Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, beloved friends. Welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Dacia Smith, Miss Divine Intrigue. I am so glad that you all have decided to join me this afternoon, broadcasting a little earlier than my normal time of 5:30 Central Standard Time, but have some family in town this week and a number of other tasks to which I have to attend. So this is just a more convenient time. But thank you for tuning in. Some reminders of how you can contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/MissDivineIntrigue, or you can simply just look me up by my name, Dacia Crochea Smith, D-A-Y-C-I-A-A. Don't forget the double A, A-A at the end. Twitter.com/DrDacia Smith. You can email MissDivineIntrigue@gmail.com. That's Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Intrigue, I-N-T-R-I-G-U-E. And you can email me just comments, or if you have questions about the show or my ministry, if you would like to get your own internet radio talk show started, I can certainly assist you with that process and give advice, tips. And you also may just want some advice on personal matters, spiritual advice. I am a mental health professional by occupation. I do believe that the Lord has gifted me in that particular area, so I'll be happy to share with you whatever the Holy Spirit imparts upon me to share. So, updates. Easter Sunday was last week, and I took my mother to her church in Somerville, Tennessee. There's a beautiful Easter program that was planned featuring the young people, the children. A beautiful play that actually was performed. Two of the ladies at the church, they coordinated, put this play together. And there were no words. It was musical and just dramatic interpretation, all action of the crucifixion of Christ, the Last Supper, and the crucifixion, and obviously, most importantly, the resurrection. So it was a beautiful, beautiful theatrical portrayal. And there was a wonderful sermon focusing on the Lord and making good choices. There was a guest pastor, a very young guest pastor, just a couple of years older than me, who just had a great address to the young people. And I had Easter dinner with my mom and my son and my Aunt Shirley. We actually had Easter dinner at O'Charley's, and I know many of you are, this is the unthinkable. Like, how could you not have Easter dinner at somebody's house and it be this whole big to-do? But this year, we just did not have the cooks in the family just did not feel up to cooking, and some relatives on the other side of town who were having a gathering, but it's just with weather conditions and so forth, it just did not seem feasible to get there. So we just had a very small celebration of the of Resurrection Sunday, and that was great. Bless me. Also, praise reports. Beautiful spring weather this weekend. The first time in like 3 weeks. It has been extremely cold previously, but beautiful 70-degree weather this weekend. I did get my car back from CarMax. However, there was an oversight in one of the repairs, so I have to take it back next week on Thursday. The great news about it is they will not have to keep it but a day, even though it is somewhat of an inconvenience. I have to be dropped off at work and Paul at school and so forth, but no other day and obviously no extra charge because it should have been repaired when it was there for the week that it was there. So my dress, the dress that I have is matron of honor for my sister's wedding, has been beautifully altered by a coworker. Did not charge me at all. Of course, I'm going to do something to compensate her or thank her for her time and labor. But I still have to get my hem done because it is a little long, very short, 5.5, so I have to get the hem done. But I'll be getting that done on Monday, tomorrow, hopefully. And praise team performance at church. I performed with the praise team yesterday, and it was just beautiful music, praise and worship to the Lord. We also had a church member's 70th birthday party celebration. Miss Lizette's 70th birthday. Wonderful time of fellowship with her family, many of whom are from up north. And my older sister got into town safely yesterday for the week, and we saw a beautiful facility, a retirement home for my mother. So we are believing God that this will be the ideal environment for her. And my son is currently in Chattanooga with Pathfinders, our co-ed church scouts, on a camping trip. In terms of prayer requests, pray for my younger sister who gets married this coming weekend, Saturday, April 13th, and pray for beautiful weather. They predicted some rain, but we're rebuking that in the name of Jesus. It's going to be a beautiful day. Pray for her and for my soon-to-be brother-in-law. Their marriage will be blessed and joyful. And coming up, starting next week, actually, there's going to be a new four-part series that I'm doing called The Spiritual Matters of Marriage. Very excited about that. And it's going to be touching upon the same components. It's parallel to the spiritual spring cleaning. So the physical aspect of marriage, and we're doing the psychological, mental, and the social, emotional, all of that. So it is... it will be great. It will be wonderful. Pray that my mother will fall in love with this facility. We have seen when she goes to visit on Monday. We've not quite found the right fit, but we are prayerful that this is the one. Pray my car will be fully repaired by Friday afternoon. And also pray for our evangelistic series kickoff on Friday, April 12th, this coming Friday, with my church. We've disseminated over 2,000 invitations. So certainly the information is out there. It's been publicly declared, so we are expecting, anticipating record participation. And also pray for the one simultaneously that's occurring in Palm Springs, California, at the church of my brother in Christ, Edmund, and pray for my son's safe return this evening from Chattanooga. Let's have an opening prayer. Father God in heaven, thank you so much for the wonderful blessings you've given, Father God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, Father God, and for being resurrected to declare, proclaim your Lord and Savior of all the earth, Father God, and that I will have eternal life with you, Lord God, because I have declared you as my Lord and Savior, and I'm following in your ways and your footsteps. You know, I'm totally unworthy. I thank you, Father God, that despite my unworthiness, you found me to be worthy of dying for my sins. And Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful spring weather. We ask, Lord, that it would continue the blossoming and the newness and the birth of so many plants and flowers, Father God. And just this time is such such a beautiful, glorious time, Father God. So we just pray that you would continue to allow that to thrive. And we pray, Father God, for my sister and brother-in-law and their upcoming wedding, Father God. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with the young people as we go to the end of this school year, Father God, and there are many tests that they have to take, and it could be a stressful time, Father God. So we just lift up all of these prayers to you in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. So our guiding scriptures for this week, Luke 10:27, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Romans 5:5, such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. 1 Corinthians 8:3, but if one loves God truly with affectionate reverence, prompt obedience, and grateful recognition of his blessing, he is known by God, recognized as worthy of his intimacy and love, and he is owned by him. And Deuteronomy 16:17, which these are scriptures related to the topic we're covering today on financial matters of the heart. Deuteronomy 16:17. Every man should give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Malachi 3:10, which tells us that our Father God promises us that with faithfulness in the tithe, he will open the windows of heaven and pour out for us blessings until they overflow. So I wanted to quickly add one more prayer request and one praise. I don't want to be remiss, but prayer request for those suffering from allergies and sinus and so forth with the blooming and all. It is beautiful, beautiful to see, but certainly as far as internally with our health can have some adverse effects. So we want to pray for those suffering from that the Lord will provide healing. And also a praise in that yesterday I earned my first certificate. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for memorizing 10 scripture verses in our Bible memorization club. So, yay, I'm excited about that. Our people of influence, Sister Lizeth Jones at Raleigh SDA Church, and I may have mentioned her before as a member of our community services team, but I wanted to specifically highlight her role in our church ministry just individually. She is a dedicated worker of the Lord and is officially a sensational 70-year-old, but she looks 20, 25 years younger. I mean, the Lord has really blessed her with just this youthful appearance and this vitality, energy, and enthusiasm for the work of the ministry. She has taken it upon herself to go out in the community, and some of our neighborhood children who are not, you know, coming from homes where the Lord is revered and honored, they're coming from very dysfunctional settings, but gone out and brought them into the church so that they can hear and receive the word of God. And many times she gets breakfast for them, because many times they don't have, you know, necessarily adequate nourishment at home. And so she just has really taken it upon herself to be a light and to be just a great gift to so many. So we really are grateful to have her at our church. And then Shanna Henson and Brian Hurd are they're brother and sister, actually, but they are the Pathfinder leaders at my church for my son's co-ed scout group. And they are always planning activities and events. Of course, there are the badges that that the scouts earn, you know, through the activities and the events that they plan, badges that are teaching them lifelong skills, that are teaching them self-actualization skills to just become better Christians, better people. There might be cooking, and there might be community service acts, collecting food or making blankets in the wintertime, and just different activities. But increasing their knowledge of things of God. They have scripture verses they have to memorize. They have they have a workbook of activities they have to complete that's just helping them, you know, with some reflections on the spiritual matters and so forth. And they create positive social outlets like Christian concerts and these camping trips and so forth. So I really am grateful to have their contributions to the church and to my son's, you know, spiritual growth. Now I have a quick quiz. 5 questions only. Have you caught spiritual spring fever? And literally, just a couple of hours ago, the Lord just brought this into my mind, just very impromptu. But being that the weather, it seems, has finally changed, I'm so excited. And spring fever is often associated, like in the schools, especially I teach in a public secular school, and it's an elementary, so it's not quite as bad, but have those moments, especially with many of the older ones, the spring fever and, you know, the attraction and things of, you know, the opposite sex, male, female, and little things that come up. But this is spiritual spring fever, our attraction to the Lord and our relationship development, intimacy with Him. Now, men, you have to formulate your own meaning and understanding of spiritual spring fever and so forth, and, you know, verbiage and however you want to, you know, conceive of that in your mind. But, you know, it's the concept, okay, of falling in love with the Lord. So question number one, do you anticipate Saturday night dinner and movie dates with Jesus? And I remember before I became, you know, saved and really into the Lord, it was always like in my previous single life, oh, am I going to get, you know, asked out on a date or whatever the case may be. But this is where, you know, we look forward, we're really enthusiastic and anticipating watching videos and documentaries about Bible characters or profound sermons. And that could be like on Sabbath Eve, you know, Friday Eve, but then also public social gatherings as well that focus on Jesus and spiritual topics, conferences, seminars, Christian concerts, etc. But just getting very excited and exuberant about the things of God, you know, spending time with the Lord in that way. That's question number one. Question number two, do you have long romance chats with God expressing love and gratitude? Maybe it's walks in the park or on car rides. So many times, you know, if you aren't really in tune with the Lord, it can be that you need that you always need to have those human conversations, especially as it relates to the opposite sex relationship. You know, you want those, you know, lovey-dovey words and those sentiments and all, which is beautiful, and I'm not in any way. I mean, I have been there and experienced that, and so I have longings for that. But, you know, this whole idea of just talking with God and about His love and how loving He is, and being grateful to Him for that. Question number three, do you write love letters to God, either in diaries or during devotionals, etc.? And when you're married or when you're in a little relationship, dating relationship, and you leave these little notes that, you know, with this, it's just very, you know, thoughtful and endearing and so forth. So, but do we do this with God, though? And, you know, because, you know, God is often calling out to us, you know, you just fall in love with me like that. Sometimes we just get so, you know, into me and, you know, have that pitter-patter of the heart when you think about me. Question number four, do you put time with God before any other secular activity in your life? Like, such as with prayer, devotional, Bible readings, etc. Because, you know, when in relationships, romantic relationships, especially when they first start, there is just this heightened emotion, and you want to be, you know, with him all the time, ladies, and you want to hear his voice and all these kinds of things. It's the carnal, it's the physical, but it's you know, emotion that God's given us. So, but do we put God first even in those, you know, times, which, you know, very exciting, but we still have to remember to keep God at the forefront. And question number five, do you tell others how in love you are with Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? Because, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, Matthew 28:19-20, you know, we are to go out and tell others, share the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. We could have eternal life with him, beautiful, blissful, eternal life. So we should catch spiritual spring fever. And again, I'm not anti-human love, romantic love. My marriage failed, did not work out, but I still know and believe that God has blessings in marriage and that he has a particular design and purpose for the male-female romantic relationship. So I do completely support and believe in that, which is why I'm having the upcoming marriage series. But I just know there's nobody greater, like Vashon Mitchell's, the introductory song I played by Vashon Mitchell, nobody greater. There's nobody greater than the Lord, and he can give love like as he can. Amen. All right, so part four, our spiritual spring cleaning, the financial focus. And, I've got to go quickly. Spring has come, and people are getting out more, shopping, buying, pursuing recreational interests, all of which involve money, right? So as we have been going through the steps with our spiritual spring cleaning, let's do that for the finances. We have to first take inventory. Remember, where is our money going? Now, tithe is required biblically, and whatever other ministries the Holy Spirit puts on our heart to support. So that has to come first. We have to make sure that we are keeping proper order and prioritizing, and all of it belongs to God. And what he has instructed or directed us to do, we must do. So that has to come first, because it's about obedience with that. It's not about the actual money per se, because 10% isn't even a whole lot of anybody. I mean, it's a tenth of your income, so it's not an actual amount, a whole lot of money. But it's the principle of the thing. It's that that whole idea of obedience. And then, you know, we've got personal living expenses that we have to attend to. And that is just a reality of life. I am certainly not a proponent of being so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. We don't put every single cent into church ministry, offering every single cent of our income, because you know, even Paul says you have to you have to live and you work to earn your keep and so forth. But we need to economize where possible, and budgeting is essential. Every adult individual, or even if you're not an adult, I mean, you could really start this whenever you start earning income as a teenager or whatever, or even allowances with children. Create a budget, and there are computer programs that do that for you, or you could just keep it on paper, but saying this is what I am going to itemize as far as, you know, this amount of money or this percentage of my income for this particular event, activity, purpose, and that's it. I'm not going beyond that amount. And that requires a lot of self-discipline. And then you have recreation and leisure. Again, that's where, especially for most people, the financial expenditures get way out of proportion, because we get excited about things. We have certain interests, and you know, we look at something, material possessions, we really want it, but we need to determine how much can be allotted monthly and stick with that figure. And then we need to tidy up what is there, what remains. So getting rid of mountainous credit card debt, loans, and other financial imprudence that have us strapped. The Bible said we are to be liberated as Christians, certainly liberated from debt, or other pitfalls such as those. We did consult the Holy Spirit before making a purchase. For the Holy Spirit is a counselor for us. John 14:26 says the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. So if we have a desire to make any kind of purchase, especially a large purchase, but even if you take the smaller purchases before the Lord, the things, and again, these are non-essential things, like, you know, you have to pay your utility bill, you know, those things like that. You already know that you have to do that. But I'm talking about the non-essential things. Then even the smallest ones, take that way we get in the habit of consulting the Holy Spirit and getting confirmation about it. Because sometimes we buy or overspend to fulfill longings and desires. And, you know, our longings and desires should be caught up in the things of God, not the things of this world. And there's nothing wrong with being in a tennis club or vacationing, but when we spend the majority of our life's enjoyment on godly things, other blessings abound. Blessings we can't even imagine or foresee come our way. So, again, I am someone who, you know, there are things that I like to do. I mean, I'm, as a lady, you know, we like to look nice, dress like nice, smell nice, all these kinds of things. Like to have hair done, you know, be very pretty and cute. And, you know, many of these things require money. Or sometimes we like, you know, I call them the itty-bitty luxuries of pedicure, manicure, just things like that. Spa days or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with doing that in moderation, but we have to make sure that we don't get so absorbed in self that we forget, you know, that really, you know, the majority of our time and attention needs to go to the things of God, supporting ministries that are spreading the gospel and helping, you know, reaching out to help others in need, you know, through charities, because we've, you know, been so greatly blessed that we don't have to struggle to the extent that some do, you know, that kind of thing. Just thinking of others and certainly saving for our future. I mean, you talk about retirement, you talk about rainy days and so forth. There has to be some put back for that, for future living. And so, certainly we need to be wise in that regard. But I have enjoyed this spiritual spring cleaning series. And if you have missed any of the prior topics, you can certainly find those on Blog Talk Radio by looking up my name, The Divine Experience Show. And again, as I said, next week begins the spiritual matters of marriage. And it'll be four components: the physical aspect of marriage, the psychological, mental, the emotional, social, and then the financial. So I am definitely, you know, I want everybody to know, I think marriage is a beautiful, beautiful creation of God. It is certainly very sacred and divine. And for those of you like me who have had a failed marriage, and it, you know, it did not turn out as you would have hoped or desired, certainly know that the Lord does have a better plan, whether it be in a future marriage or in a blessing in another capacity. So I pray, Father God, that everyone who has heard the Spiritual Spring Cleaning series will be blessed and go out and share this information with others, so that we can all uplift you. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. See you all next week. Have a blessed, not see you, but we'll hear from you next, you will hear from me next week. Okay. Pull it together now. All right. Be blessed. Thank you. Nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.